Section 2.3, the necessity of an alternative system. War fails to bring peace. World War I was justified as the war to end wars. But war never brings peace. It may bring a temporary truce, a desire for revenge, and a new arms race until the next war. Quote, "War is at first the hope that one will be better off, next the expectation that the other fellow will be worse off, then the satisfaction that he isn't any better off, and finally the surprise that everyone's being worse off." Karl Kraus. In conventional terms, the failure rate of war is 50%. That is, one side always loses. But in realistic terms, even the so-called victors take terrible losses. Losses of war. World War II, total, 50-plus million. Russia, quote, victor, 20 million. U.S., quote, victor, 400,000-plus. Korean War. South Korea military, 113,000. South Korea civilian, 547,000. North Korea military, 317,000. North Korea civilian, 1 million. China, 460,000. U.S. military, 33,000 plus. Vietnam War, South Vietnam military, 224,000. North Vietnamese military and Viet Cong, 1 million. South Vietnamese civilians, 1,500,000. North Vietnamese civilians, 65,000. U.S. military, 58,000 plus. Wherever war is fought, people suffer major destruction of infrastructure and art treasures. Furthermore, in the late 20th and early 21st centuries, wars seem not to end, but to drag on without resolution for years and even decades without peace ever being achieved. Wars do not work. They create a state of perpetual war, or what some analysts are now calling perma-war. In the last 120 years, the world has suffered many wars, as the following partial list indicates. The Spanish-American War, the Balkan Wars, World War I, the Russian Civil War, the Spanish Civil War, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, wars in Central America, the wars of the Yugoslav Devolution, Iran-Iraq War, the Gulf Wars, the Afghan War, the U.S.-Iraq War, the Syrian War, and various others, including Japan versus China in 1937, long civil war in Colombia, and wars in the Congo, the Sudan, Ethiopia, and Eritrea, the Arab-Israeli wars, Pakistan versus India, etc.